Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the city of Orlando and thereabouts, wishing, praying for you, you and you, that you have a great day. The day is a great day for you, is it not? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just talk to God right now about your day and let him know this is going to be the best day of my life. Now, listen, here to you is Diane.
You're close.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, Father God. This day, Lord, Father God, that you woke us up. Thanking you, Lord, Father God. Father, as I come before you, holding each and every person, Father God, upon this prayer list before you, Father, I hold to you, Sid, right now in prayer, Lord, Father God. I ask you to touch her from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for just touching her body right now as she lay in that hospital bed, Lord, Father. We know nothing is too hard for you as we send forth healing to her body right now, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for just touching each and every doctor, each and every nurse, Lord, as they come before you to attend to her. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We thanking you, Father, for the praise report, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father, we looking forward that she call and say, I am out of the hospital. Father, we pray for Shirley that's also in the hospital. And we thanking you for the improvement, Lord, Father God, in her condition, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, that she's breathing on her own, no tubes. Father, we're thanking you right now, Father, for your will being done, Lord. Yes. We thank you for each and every doctor, each and every nurse, Lord, Father, attending to her, Lord, Father. And we are also looking for that praise report, Lord, Father God, that she's out of the hospital, Lord. Yes. Touch her family right now, Lord. Give them strength right now, Lord. Let them look to you, Lord, and pray like never before, Father. Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name. Father, the families are crying out to you, Lord. Father, hear their prayers right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father. Yes. Father, we hold to you Lamar, Lord, Father God, as he go to his interview, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, for favor. Father God, for the job, Lord. We thank you for favor, Lord, Father God, for elevating him in you, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you, Lord, Father, that he walk up to be the man that you called him to be right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We continue to pray for the Cox family and all those that lost loved ones, Lord. Give them peace and comfort, Lord, Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. And we thank you for your comfort, Lord. Father God, we pray today for this broadcast, Lord, as we cover it under the blood, giving it back to you right now. Father God, canceling all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord, to hinder it, Lord, or anyone, Father God, speaking on it, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord. Father God, for just covering it under the blood. Touch each and every person listening, Lord. You know what they need. Father God, you know what they're crying out for. We thank you for souls coming into your kingdom, even just listening to this broadcast. I ask you to decrease, Father, my apostle, my bishop, my deacon, Father God, as you increase in them, Lord, Father. Give them the words, Lord, Father God, as they come forth. May it touch hearts and minds as, Father God, the listeners, Lord, Father God, open up their hearts and their minds and their ears, Father, to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Father,
God is so good.
Jesus,
now you can call. Now you can call in now and give us your prayer request. You know that we pray for you also.
Yes, Lord.
We've had a few close calls with quite a few people here lately, and we'll pray for you, and they are coming out. They haven't received full recovery yet, but we are still praying that they have a full recovery.
Yes.
All right? Full recovery is what we are praying for them now. They are out now, kind of out of the woods a little bit, but not the way we want it. We want it all the way, all right? We're not taking nothing less. Complete healing. We're going to keep praying until it all comes to fruition, okay? Amen. My God, it's just so wonderful when you see what God is doing, isn't it?
Yes.
My. And people say he's not real, And every time you look around, he's doing something good. Amen. All right, let me give you this word right quickly. It goes as thus: when Christ commanded us to be lights of the world, he had in mind brilliant beacons, not spiritual lightning bugs. When Christ commanded us to be lights of the world, he had in mind brilliant beacons, not spiritual lightning bugs. All right? Praise God, hallelujah. Well, this day, this morning time for us, we want to thank God for being here and you being there. Yes. We thank God for each one of you, those that listen on a continual basis. We listen. We love you. We want you to know that today, that we love you. We really do. And we want to take special attention to none other than ours. Sweet, sweet friend. You know, I know y'all get tired of me saying that, don't you? You get tired of me talking about this lady, don't you? Well, I'm sorry that you get tired. Well, get rest, too, right now, because I talk about her because she is a special lady in our lives, and we thank God for her. None other than that magnificent woman of God, Diana DaDunji. Yes. We do thank God for a woman of God that, you know, love God, love people too. Amen. Yes, she loved people. She loved God. You know, when somebody loved people and loved God too, you know I love them. Yes, indeed. I'm on their side. Hallelujah. We all thank God for him. And you know we have to thank God for, the time is running out now. The month's almost over. Bishop Porter has been here all this time, all month long. Oh, the time is running out. He's going to have to go. We thank God for him being here. We thank God for Deacon Mike being here this time. We thank God for Sister Diane being here. Yes. We thank God for her. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's over here having a good time, cracking up over here. Praise God. My God. God is good, isn't he?
Yes,
my. You know, we can talk about the goodness of God from now to Jesus comes.
Yes.
And never get tired, never be enough. It won't be enough, you know. And he do so much for us. He takes care of us. And when we in our mess, he still takes care of us. He don't cut us off in our mess, you know. He give us one more chance. He give us another chance to get it right. To get it right, you know. And if some people don't want to get it right, then some they don't think they need to get nothing right. They okay. You know, everybody think they okay. But a man is right in his own eyes. That's what the Bible says. The man right, he think he's right in his own eyes. Now, that's what's in you. You think you right, but you think that in your own. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Bless God. We want our sister. Guess what? We ain't heard from her in a while. Okay. Hey, she's back. Nancy Ritter there in St. Thomas. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I would like to
good
say
morning.
Thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for my family and continue to pray for my family. And I'll be back in a couple of days.
You'll be there when?
I'll be back in a couple of days.
Y'all ought to say hallelujah around the world. Y'all ought to say hallelujah. I'll be happy. We'll be happy. Yes, we'll all be happy. Okay, we will do that. Keep your safe travel.
I'm back on the island now. Okay, thank you.
You welcome. You know you are. Praise God. Now, wasn't that wonderful? She's on her way back to Florida. Hallelujah. She's a delightful person to have. Amen. Around you, praise God. And a diligent worker and all too, you know. And she's just truthful and right, you know, truthful. She's a very truthful person. She don't do no playing games and lying, you know, to you. Praise God. She going to do something, she going to do it. That's what she do. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Shouldn't we love people to do that? Amen. Why do we want people around us that lie, finagle, and game players? My. Hallelujah. Okay. Y'all, I'm not messing today. I'm not. I'm not really messing, praise God. Sometimes, you know, that part of you, that evangelistic part of you that you comes out and you get in the mess, you know, with the people. But let me tell you, even in the mess is something in that, isn't it? Because you're trying to get them to see that they can get rid of the mess, and God will take all the mess, and you'll become a messenger. You see what I'm saying? That's what he can do for you if you want it that way. Amen? My God. We just thank God for everyone. We thank God for those that took my place last week. Amen. I thank God for them. I thank God for them. I trust that you enjoyed. Just call me. Let me know if you enjoyed it at 347-857-3925. Did you enjoy them when they, you know, took over and let them, you know, they went ahead on. You know, that Sharon Bond, that girl go, don't she? She gone away from here. Yeah, she's a preaching machine. I have to stick my chest out on her sometimes. I know people get mad, but listen, let's just say the truth is the light, okay?
Yes,
the girl got it going on.
Yes, she does.
So why shouldn't I say it? Give her flowers while she can smell them.
Yes.
All right, I'm not going to give her no dead flowers either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Glory be to God. You know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we got a lot of noise behind us, so don't pay no attention to it, okay? Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. You know, I'm trying to work up to what I want God to say, what God is saying or going to say, and I have to go this way to, you know, I don't want to just jump into something and God didn't say it. Do y'all get the picture? I hope
Amen.
Somebody did. Amen. That's the way I do it, you
Amen.
Know. I work up to whatever it is that I'm about to bring forth to you. Is it the word that God wants of today? You say, well, why anywhere to do? No, not for me. I want to know that God is talking to you
Amen.
And I. You get it. Mm-hmm. You'll get it after a while. So I do thank God for Nessie. Yes, I do. That is a very wonderful sister. All right. Is it all right if I tell Phoebe I love you? Yes. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to start with 1 Chronicles 28. I'm going to begin there. The Lord lead today, you know, and we trust that something will be said to help you out. Now, and you don't have to have the whole message or the whole whatever. Just find something that fits you today, okay? And it reads as thus, we're going to start at the first verse, okay, of the 28th chapter. And David assembled all the prince of Israel, the prince of the tribes, and the captains of the company that ministered to the king, of course. And the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, unto Jerusalem. Now he had his whole staff, didn't he? Now, when you look at that, you know what I thought about? When you look at that, that means the church was set up. Huh? It was set up. You might not want to agree with it, but I'm just saying what I saw at that moment was about setting up people in your church. That's not my message today. Setting up people in your church in their rightful place. Called the God to be set up in these places, in these positions. Captains over companies that minister to the king, that minister to the king. And the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds. See, each one, according to ability, had so many that they were over. There you go, you see. You got to put this together. And stewards over all the substance and possessions of the king. Look at the treasurer, don't you? And of his sons with the officers and with the mighty men. All the people of God was together in their position. Huh? Let's go on a little further. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren and my people. For me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God and had made ready for the building." Now, you got all these people in place now, right? And you ready to build the house of God. Say those of you out there got plenty of money. You want to build a cathedral bigger than the man down the street guy or the one cross town guy, huh? This is what you got in your heart, and you got the money and you got all the things that you need and the people that you need. You ready to do it. Come on now, you know, just like David, and had made ready for the building. He was all the way ready. Everything, everybody was in place. But see, this is where we are today with our church world. And everybody want to know, why is the church like it is? And why the church is like it is? And the people like they are? Because people do not consider one thing when they start all this building. They just want to show off and show people how many people I got. You ain't got many as I got. And all this dumb snot is uncalled for. Now, he was ready to do it. But I want you to look at this third verse. "But God said unto me." Now, somebody say right now, "But God said."
But God said.
See, that is what you got to consider. Huh? You can have all the money in the world. You're going to build the cathedral that take over two or three blocks if you want to. But what did God say about it? Come on now. That's all I want you to consider. What did God say? This is what he said. Thou shall not build an house for my name. But thou hast been, because thou hast been a man of war and has shed blood. So now there are things that God had against him. Now he didn't say he was cutting David off completely. Now did he say he was going to cut it? He said, you can't build me no house, that's all, for my name. And why is that? Why do we finagle? We do all kinds of ungodly things to build God a house and put his name. Do you think he pleased? The house is just nothing but brick and mortar. Come on now. That's all. Think about it now. Because did God tell you to build it, or you just seen somebody, the preacher down the street, he talk about it, he bragging about his church, and it's the biggest church in this area. I've heard people say these things. It's the big, so it's big, but is Jesus there? Did God tell you to take the money that he entrusted you with to build the biggest one? Tell me, I'm building the biggest one in the world, or the biggest one on my block, or the biggest one in my state. He didn't tell you that. And you can't even attribute that to God. You did that because you want to set up your kingdom instead of God's kingdom. All right, now. I say I wasn't going to meddle in them. All right. Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. See, I do have my place. Now, I might have had that in my heart because I love God, and that's what I want to do. But, see, that's not why you should do it. Before you do anything, what did God say about it? What did he say? Did he tell you to do that? Are you doing it because somebody else told you to? Well, you know what? You got all these people. You know, it's like people that sing songs out there singing, and somebody come up there. You got all these people following you. You ought to be a pastor. So you go out here, get a church, build a church. God called you to sing. Worship him in song and praises, and you building a church wanting to be a pastor. I know that hurt somebody. My God, my God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Did God tell you to do that? Now, grant you, there's some singers that God has called for pastors and they can sing. Isn't that right? But before you step out there and got people following you, because something's going to show up after a while in the midst of you and all these people you got that's going to show you for what you are. All you are just a singer. You didn't get that one. See, we want to get someplace, but we get no place because God didn't send us to that place. All right, I'm getting there. So, David said that God called me. He chose me to be the king. You know, when you read the story, he chose him to be the king over Israel. See? For he had chosen Judah to be the ruler. And of the house of Judah, that's who he ruled, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. God liked me. Can you say that?
God loved
me. Hear he would say? God liked me. Did you get that? Read it. You can read it yourself if you want. And of all my sons, for the Lord had given me many sons. He had chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. See, God know who he wants and who's going to do what he asked them to do. Many times what we do, we do things before God tells us to. He says certain things are to be done at a certain time. Well, David had his time as ruler and the king there, as the king, rather, because Judah was ruler. He said the king over Israel. So now he had the authority to do these things, but it wasn't what God said for him to do. Every man has his place and his purpose, what God has chose for him or her to do. I'm getting there. And he says in his sixth, and he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my court. For I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Now, David's still who he is, and he didn't lose anything. You never lose what God wants you to have. Just you lose it when you don't obey him and do what he says. That's when you lose it. But you can only gain from what God command you to do. You can only gain from that. Do you get the picture here?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna lose nothing. But we have a hard time listening to God, but we do much. We do more listening to ourselves than we do God. Do you get the picture? Y'all ain't get that. Mm-hmm. So God has to do what? When you will not obey, God has to find somebody else that will.
Amen.
Did you get that one? Huh? I want to always obey him. That's what I want to do. Sometimes I don't make it, though. I ask God to forgive me when I don't make it. And no such thing, you don't know you didn't make it. You don't know you're not doing what God said do. You know that's what you're doing. You know you're not doing what God said do. You know why? Because your heart is not in it. You don't want to do that. You want to do what you believe is right. See, what we believe is right ain't the right thing for God. Okay. Hey, hallelujah. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever. So he's saying what he's going to do for Solomon. If this is what I want you to hear today. If he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments as at this day. If he do what? Be constant. You want to commit to this thing. Huh? Anything that you do for God, you need to be committed to doing it. Huh? Now, if you do not be committed to doing it, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what you're walking into then? You have become, when you walk in there and you want to do what he says, God makes us a what? A game changer. To yourself today, say, I am a game changer. I change the game. You know, when you get in the Olympics game, everybody doing they're supposed to do their best, right? But you can go beyond your best. And when you go beyond your best and you do something that somebody else don't do, you have just become a game changer. Do you get the picture? Do you want to be a game changer today? Now, David's sons, you know, all his sons. Now, don't you think it's strange? The first son he had, Bathsheba, died. He grieved over it. But when he got her, then he had another. Isn't that something how God chose him? Chose him to be the ruler there. Solomon can build my house And Solomon had all of the attributes at that time to do what God wanted him to do, because he had sense enough to go before God when God had ordained him to do things. He'd go before God and pray to God and ask God, what should I do? How am I going to lead these people? How am I going to do this, that, or the other? Do you do that today? Game changers know how to work in order. Ah, that's what I'm talking about, a game changer today. People that dare to walk by faith, people that dare to do what other people won't do because they're afraid. They don't have enough faith to walk out on. Are you a game changer today? Come on, talk to yourself now. Look at yourself to see if you are a game changer. Let me tell you, everyone that's a winner or successful were people that changed the game. Hallelujah. Did you get it? They changed it. Okay. And once you change the way that things are working, you do something that God put in your heart. He put it in your heart. You do that. And when you do that, it comes out right every time. But you got to do what? Listen to him. Listen to what he say. Detail after detail of the how-tos. Think about Noah when he was building that ark. He had to get all the details of how to build it. Else it would not have done anything. He changed the course of the world by building that ark. You see what I'm saying? You have the same authority and power when you listen to what God says, when you walk by faith and not by sight, when you put everything in the hands of God, you will become that winner, that game changer. But you can't do it in your own esteem. You can't do it listening to yourself. See, there is yourself that God given you your own will. So if you got your own will, you listen to your will sometimes. You don't listen to God. It don't be God's self, and you'll say it's God. You'll say it's God, but it's not. You haven't learned how to hear his voice. He said that you will hear his voice, and a stranger you ain't going to follow. But why are you following your strange voice? Hear what I said? Your strange voice. All right. Okay. Come on now. We're going to make some game changes today. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord, your God. I like it when he say, of the Lord, your God. Now, it's personal. Your God, the Lord, your God. Now, if he's your God, he's my God, he's our God, you need to keep his commandments. When you get them, when he talks to you, when he tells you something, obey them and keep them. Don't try to seek something else. He said that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. Talking about leaving an inheritance to your children, right? I know sometimes people don't want to leave no inheritance to children because them and the children didn't get along. He said leave an inheritance to them. So leave them something. If it ain't but a dollar, leave them something. Okay. Amen. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Now, that's where we get out of the way. A willing mind and a perfect heart. Our hearts not tuned to what God calls us to do. Huh? God has made us all his ministers of fire, he said. So if you are a minister of fire, therefore you are a game changer. Because he did what? He made us peculiar people. That's what he called us, priests, peculiar people. So if you are that and people are talking about you, that's what they're supposed to do, talk about you, good or bad. They're supposed to talk about you. Huh? How your name going to get out there? Whether it's good or bad, it's God still getting it out there. You don't have to be what they say you are. See, you know you're a game changer. You know you're a winner. You know you walk upright before God, and God always see about you. Say, God, you always see about me. I know that. So I got a willing mind. Come on now, is your mind willing today? For the Lord search all hearts, all hearts, all hearts, not one, but all hearts, and understandeth all the imagination of your thoughts. Now, some of you are imagining whatever you're imagining right now at this hour. How am I going to change the game? What game is she talking about? Now you need to go to the altar, kneel down, call on God and ask him about your game. You know the game you're in. All right? God understanding, he knows the imagination of your thoughts. Of your thoughts. He said, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But you first got to seek him, huh? Do you know that is the essence of your salvation is seeking him with all your mind, heart, and soul? That's what you got to do. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Now, that's a promise. Did you hear that? Now, which one you want to do? Do you want to be a game changer? Or do you want to be in a hole where the words say hell enlarges itself daily to meet you at your coming? Have you ever read it? You ever think about that too? You done heard it. I know, but you don't want to believe it. But what did he just say? What? Let's go over that again. Now he knows all, right? He searches all hearts. He understandeth the imaginations of you. If you seek him, he be found of thee. Now put the buddy in. But if thou forsake, him, he will cast thee off forever. Forever. God's forever, not my forever. God's forever. He'll cast you off. Do you want that? No, you want to be a game changer, don't you? You want to do what God said. You're going to do that today. You're going to step out on the word of God, and you may not see anything. You may not feel it. You may be feeling bad, boy. Your body's racked with pain, and Arthur trying to catch up with you and everything, and trying to cripple you and all. All kind of things is happening to you. People giving you a headache with their nonsense and everything. Your blood pressure going up, all kind of things happening. But we are not going on feeling. And we're not finna take no drugs to stop the feeling. But what we're going to do is believe what he say. By he said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. He promised you help. He promised you that. Now, how you receive it is totally different. You're either a winner that's going to overcome all obstacles, that including what you feel in your body. And we're not saying it's not real. It's real. You go to the doctor to see, is it real? And what it is, right? This is what you go to the doctor to see. And the doctor will tell you this, that, or the other. And he'll find something to temporarily hide the feeling. But don't get all caught up in that type of thing, because you'll rely on it and not seek God for your healing. Hello, somebody. You want to seek him for your healing, don't you? That's who you want, because you are more than a conqueror. And when you are more than a conqueror, you do what? You overcome all obstacles in your life, every chaotic situation, everything that someone placed in your line when you're trying to jump through those hurdles, everything that the enemy placed there to stop you, every mountain, you will remove it. Everything that's not like God, you will get rid of it, because you are a game changer.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you hear me?
You're
a game changer. I'm saying it to you right now. I'm prophesying to you right now. You, whoever you are listening to, whoever's listening to me, you are a game changer. Why? Because the word of God is speaking to you today that makes you a game changer. If you accept it, receive what thus saith the Lord, you become that game changer. Because whatever your mouth speaks, that is what it will be, because death and life is in the power of your tongue. Your tongue will create that change. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Did you get it? Now, this is what the Lord told him. Take heed now, for the Lord had chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Don't sit up and think about it. Don't sit up and ask somebody, do you think God means for me to build a church? Do you think God means for me to, you know how it goes. You start asking questions, and some old naysayer going to say, no, you know, you ain't got enough people. No, you know you can't do that. I don't see that in you. Well, how can you? I'm spiritual, and you're carnal. So how you going to see something spiritual? There you go. You start listening to these voices. Okay, let's put it this way. You're listening to the voice of hell, and what's happening? Instead of you being a game changer, the enemy changed your game. You had it all, but you go and listen to other people. Now, today, we're going to put some cotton in your ears. We're going to put it in both ears. We're going to stop up both of your ears so you will not hear another word from the enemy. Right now, we speak to your ears that you will only hear the inner voice, not the outer voices that's coming from outside telling you what you cannot do and what God didn't tell you to do. You will not hear that anymore. But the only thing you're going to hear is the voice of the inner man, God, Jesus Christ, which will help you become the game changer. You change the way the game goes, because you are doing what? You are looking for nothing but victory. I am an overcomer. I am victory. I shall be the head and not the tail. And I'm above and not beneath. Come on now, help me somebody. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You hear me? See, David, he couldn't have none of that. He had what he had. God gave, blessed him. You know, it's like we talked in Bible studies about the measure of faith and the gift of faith. We were talking about all of that. Now, here David had his gifts. He had his titles. He had all that God was giving him. Couldn't go no further but a mistake he made. He shed some blood. You say, well, there was plenty of walls and all of this and all of that. Yeah, but you shed some innocent blood. Hello. That's why Solomon is here now, too, because of all this blood you shed, just trying to, because you see a woman. Now, you got a house full of them, and then you want another one. The man got how many? 600 wives? 300 concubines? What more women do you want? God has done, had gave you too many. So he must have been some kind of man when he was a stud, wasn't he? God, my God. Now you want somebody else's. One that you can't have, shouldn't have. Now, instead of just getting them because you're the king, no, you're going to take the man up there and kill the man because you know that woman wasn't going. King or no. Some people have scruples. Do you get it? But what happened? You was already a winner. What more do you want? If God called you, chose you, for the position you're in, you got just about everything anybody should want. You and you today that are listening, God has already given you more than enough. He's given you so many blessings you got. You got your family. You got their, now, they may not be serving God, but you got them. Those are the ones that God chose for you, your family. Good or bad, they still yours. You got your life. You got a home, you ain't out under the stars. You got a car you can ride or something. You know, if you can't ride, you know, hey, now you'll get there. You got everything already. Now you're long-eyed looking at somebody else's stuff. Now you want to do evil to get that, take that from them. You want to lie and cheat and steal and stuff because it looks better over there with them than it should be over here with me. When it get over there with you, it turn colors. See? Because it wasn't yours in the beginning. See, do you get the picture of what we're doing? We cannot change anything in our lives because we too long at it. We are looking at somebody else's stuff, trying to take, you know, we got more people trying to take somebody, girlfriend, wife, a dog, cat, rat, and everything else, trying to take somebody else's stuff.
Come on, Apostle, come on.
You got more people breaking in people's houses and in the stores and taking stuff. Just always stealing something that don't belong to you. How can you be a game changer when you stealing stuff from other people? What game you change? You finna get killed. And you ain't gonna have no game at all. See? Because somebody ain't gonna put up with all that. There's always one. Okay? Always one that ain't gonna put up with it. But we do these things in the church world, too. See, we take a page from the world, so the world taking pages from the church. We taking pages from the world, and we are bringing it into the church as saying this is God. This is God. This is the way you get members. This is the way you get. And then you get all these people piled up in there, ain't nobody going to heaven. Everybody going to hell, and you too. Now, what game did you change? What winner are you? Winner of what? The most hellish award? That's your Stella Award? You see what I'm saying? We going about it wrong. Take a page from David. Listen. Hey, I want it. It's in my heart to do this thing. But I got to listen to what God said. You can't do it. I don't want you to do it. I got somebody else in its place. And then know who it is? It's your son. pregnancy could be one of your sons or one of your daughters. God could have in your place because, you know what, you're not a game changer. You don't want nothing to ruffle your feathers. You know how we are. We want everything to be peaches and cream all the time. It can't be peaches and cream all the time. Somebody may throw an apple in there, an orange in that cream. Then you got a mess. You see, everything ain't just where you should have it all the time. God gonna do what? Send a wave up all the time. There's a wave in the mist. Whatever he call you to do, he always got a wave out there to test your faith, to see if you're going to do what he say. Be strong and do what he say do. Are you going to look at the wave and say, I can't get in there? God, you know I can't swim. And God said, just jump in there. And you said, but God, I can't swim. He said, I say, jump in there. But God, you know I can't swim. You bet it's Peter and God was telling him what to do. Jesus kept telling him. He said, but God, you know, yeah, I know. He said, but once you get strong, then you go strengthen your brethren. All he's trying to bring you to a point of strength, bring you to the point where you will obey him regardless of what you're looking at or what you see or what you think you see, because sometimes you don't even see what you think. It's a mirage. You know how he is on the desert? You need some water? It's a mirage, right? Sometimes that's what you see is a mirage. All right, I'm going to see how far else I could go. Okay. Now we come down to, let's jump on to the 12th verse. And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord and of all the chambers round about of the, treasures of the house of God and of the treasures of the dedicated also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. My man had everything. We go on, and you'd see how God had everything waiting for him. Now, David had this stuff. But then, Solomon got the pattern here, how to put it together. You have someone to put it together for you now? Is someone there to put it together now to make you the what? The game changer, the winner, the overcomer. The person that can get through every valley and shadow of death that approaches you. Can you get through it today? Faith will take you through. Faith will take you all the way if you allow it to what God tell you, and you won't have to stand up and say, should I or shouldn't I? All you got to do is walk by faith and not by sight. That means you say, God, just because I don't see it don't mean you're not going to do it and it's not there. I found out something a long time ago. It's going to be strange to you. I found out something a long time ago that I was sitting in the church, the first church I had there in Miami, and I always pray at 5 in the morning. I go down to the church, pray at 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, really. And I was just sitting there meditating on the Lord, and I was, you know, and I could see some things in front of me. And God said, there's a whole world that is right in front of you. He said, there's a whole world right in front of me. And I could see things, people and all kind of things. And then it changed, and then there was the devil in front of me. And him and his little imps were just dancing. They kind of scared me a little bit, y'all. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I was by myself, too, that time of morning. It's dark outside. And, you know, hey, I kind of got a little, I said, oh, Lord, what's this? And it was demons coming. Just like there's a world in front of you, he's always there trying to tear up everything that God's doing. He will enter in that domain to do what? Destroy it. And you know what? I couldn't get that picture back anymore in front of me of that world that was in front of me. I couldn't see it anymore. I tried and tried, and I couldn't see it anymore because I allowed him to come in my domain. But I didn't know really how not to allow him in. I thought that was part of the process, okay? Praise God. But see, God did not stop me from being that winner, okay? Now, that's something I dearly wanted to see again. But I keep it in mind even until today that in front of us is everything we need, but we can't see it, okay? Did you get it? We just can't see it. It's there. We allow other things and people to dance around in front of us, all right? So right now you tell them, say, devil, you got to go because I am a game changer and I'm going to change the games that's been. Ha! Hello. I'm getting my Super Bowl ring. Hello. Did you hear that? I'm getting my Super Bowl. I'm going to have five. I'm going to have one on each finger. Woo! I'm really going nine. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, I thank God for that. Amen, because you know you are a game changer. God has built in you. He done already put it in you. Now, remember David say, God chose me for this, what I'm doing, a king. He chose me. He liked me enough to make me that. Now, think about that. God loved me, loved you enough to send Jesus. And Jesus loved you enough to do what? To bring you into his kingdom that God gave him. The people that God gave him, he loved you enough to bring you there as one of them. So if you're one of them, you're a winner. Jesus was not a failure. Just because the people announced him dead on the cross and everything, he was not dead. He was still alive. There is no death in him. Huh? He came and he abolished death, hell, and the grave. That's what he did. That's what the word says. All right? So there is, you are a born victor. You victory all the way. You just have to realize it. You have to see yourself as victorious. You have to see yourself as a game changer. Just because, let's say, you could go into a church, and the church got their little things set up. Now, I ain't told you to get up in there and get wild and crazy. They're going to put you out. You see, praise God. But what it is when you come in there with the spirit of the living God, they begin to notice you. And when they notice you, you now can put forth what God has given you and show that you're the game changer. And then they start doing that which you tell them and talk to them about. And they see, sister, brother, whoever you are, so-and-so, is a really asset to this ministry. Don't you want to be that? Huh? You ain't going in talking about I'm taking over. You ain't taking over nothing. Because them people going to put you out. Okay? So, but if when you go in with the grace of God, they ain't got nothing else to do but see the Spirit of God working in you, and they want to get it all. Anybody that got the spirit too, if they ain't got the spirit, they ain't going to listen. We might as well realize that, right? But tell yourself today, you're a game changer. Amen. I'm going to change this game. Hey, hallelujah. You're going to play it my way. You remember in the movie Carter? I think it is. And he told the boys they had this tough game and they was getting scared. And he said, y'all been playing their way. You've been playing the devil way. But now it's time to do what? Play God's way. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, oh, I'm getting so leggy. Hit me out on the street. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm getting excited. Hallelujah about that thing. Because when you become a game changer, you change the whole thing. You don't play. I'm going to play your way. I'm not going to play your little things. You know, them little petty games you playing. You're going to have to play my way or no way. Because this way is God's way. Amen. Here you go. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the word for that. We thank the Lord for that word, that apostle came as being a game changer. It's something that stuck with me in the beginning. When David went to build the building of the brick and mortar, he assumed that it was okay with God. He made that assumption. And we talked about that last night. He made that assumption, which happened to be the wrong assumption, because he didn't think that he did anything wrong, that he was doing what God said do when God didn't tell him to do it.
Okay.
So he assumed it would be all right without asking.
Okay.
See, and a lot of times we take things for granted and we assume. See, the problem is you should never assume. Number one, you should never assume that everybody know the word of God. You should never assume that, because a lot of people don't know what they don't know until it crosses their path. Then they find out they don't know. But they assume they know. They reach out and they try to reach people and they be reaching them wrong without even asking God, is it okay? See, a lot of times we don't ask God what to do.
Amen.
Then when we ask God and he tells us, we don't follow instructions.
That's true.
That's where it gets backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we run into a lot of problems. See, we need to understand that instructions and doing things in order, proper order. See, God has an order of things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do nothing without having the Holy Ghost and being saved. You can't get out there as man. That's out the question. As man, we ain't getting nothing done. But when we have the Spirit in us and we learn to seek God for us to do things, then things will work out.
All right.
Now, no one said it was going to be easy, because there's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be a bumpy road, but God has to test us, because if it was easy, we wouldn't have no need for it. But God wants us to be there, and he wants to help us, but man has a way of pushing God away.
All right.
You see, because we assume God's going to always be there to catch us. God gets tired, too. And if you keep doing the same thing, God going to say, you on your own this time, brother or sister, whatever. Because you can't assume that this is going to take place. You can't assume that this is going to happen. You can't assume that God is going to be there with that safety net. Now, you want God to be your safety net, but what are you willing to do for God? What are you willing to do to get out there with God? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to pray and ask? See, a lot of people just want to go out there and do.
Mm-hmm.
They just assume.
Like,
yeah, that's true. A lot of them, you know, think it looks good. But we have a lot of things to understand when we're dealing with the Word of God and the Bible and what God wants us to do. Because we are so pig-headed and stubborn. And a lot of people would say, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. And that's where they run into problems at. Because somebody trying to reach out and help them, who God sent to them for help, to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn their back.
All right now, amen.
Someone reach out for them to help them that God sent. Now, you prayed and asked God for help.
Mm-hmm.
But when the help comes, that ain't the right person to you.
Mm-hmm.
God never said he was going to send such and such and such. God told you he was going to send you help. Now, wherever it came from, that's up to you to accept. You know, that's like the man out there in the boat, the man out there drowning. He out there drowning, and two or three boats come by, and he keeps saying he waiting on God. And then when he drowned, he said, God, why didn't you save me? He said, I sent you three boats, but you wouldn't reach out and get them because you was looking a certain way. But you assumed God was coming in a different direction. And God, see, people don't realize God going to come his way, not your way.
All right.
Never assume that God's going to be in a box. See, the problem is you're putting God in a box. God is not in a box. God is there with you. God has his plan, not your plan.
Mm-hmm.
His plan.
Mm-hmm.
So never assume that God's going to be there and you out there all willy-nilly. That's not going to work. Now, see, I was thinking, and when Solomon came along, see, the thing about it, God had the plan with Solomon because David had them messed up. He was still the apple of God's eye, but he had them messed up. He had a bump in his road. He couldn't get no further than God allowed him to go because of that fault he had of eyeing somebody else's property, so to speak. Now, God ain't tell you to go out there and take nothing. God say we will possess, but he didn't tell you to go take it. Wait for God to give it to you. See, the problem is at this day and age, people ain't got the patience to wait. They want it now. And if it belonged to somebody else, they don't care. As simple as that. They gonna say it's mine. You know, it's a lot of people running around saying this is their husband and this is their wife, and come to find out they belong to somebody else.
Rich.
You know, and the thing about it is these people are insane.
Rich.
They, you know, you can't get out there and covet nobody else's stuff. I'm like Apostle now. That ain't yours. And number two, God didn't tell you it was yours. That's in your own mind. That's in the lust of your own heart. And, you know, it ain't have to be the lust of a man or a woman. It can be the lust that you covered in other people's car. You covered in other people's groceries. You know, people do covet somebody's dinner. People, we want to know why you eating good. And they ain't got no money. That's what they would say. You eating good because God told you how to shop and where to go to shop at to get your food.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, it's a lot of things that people covet of people.
That's true. Amen.
You know, it don't necessarily have to be man, woman, or nothing. It can be a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
I think Bishop Apostle watching the movie where the woman was coveting the husband. And she was having the baby for the man because the woman couldn't have a husband, so she decided she wanted a family. She wanted that man. And she going to kill up everybody. So, you know, it's a lot of things that go on that people covet, that man covet on their own. Always assume that this is going to be mine. This is going to be mine. And I don't care who it belongs to. But I'm going to get it. You know, you got people that copy what you got, but they can never get it like you. Because God, the one that ordained what's for you. Not for them, but for you. So we got to understand what we are dealing with. What are we striving for? Now, the thing about it is this here. When Solomon got there to that point, Solomon had it going on. See, and a lot of people didn't understand that was David's boy, Solomon. Everybody knew who that was. But we got to understand, God made that plan. That was God's plan. The people didn't assume nothing. They knew at that time that God put this plan into place. God made that blueprint. Man didn't. It was God's blueprint. So we need to get in. We need to get the understanding of whose blueprint are we following. we need to get into this and find out whose blueprint are we following. And number two, never assume what you think you know you don't know. Ask. Find out. Seek, and there shall be there. Seek the word of God, and God has the answers. But the problem is we try to beat God with the answer. And we can't do that because we're only human. We don't think like God. Our little brains couldn't handle it anyway. I think it was one Indiana Jones when the lady said, show me everything till she exploded, because she couldn't handle all the information they was giving her. So we got to look. We can't handle everything God has in his mind, because God's mind is not like our little puny minds. We can only get so far. But the problem is, are we getting the right so far? And that's where we got to be at. We got to have the right so far, where God wants us to be. See, everybody has a place to be. But we need to get to where God wants us to be. Each and every one of us as an individual, where do we supposed to be at this day, at matter of fact, at this day and time? Let's get there at this day and time. And let's be honest with ourselves at where we're at. Because a lot of people lie to themselves, and they're not even where they need to be, but they assume they are. You know, a lot of them be so bougie that they're going to look down on everybody. So we need to get right here and be together. And here's Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. You're doing all right there. Amen. I just thank God, amen, for the word. You know, as they was ministering, Apostle and Deacon Mike, I was just thinking on, praise God, how, amen, this a will, amen, that was in our desire, praise God, to do for God, it may not be God's will for our lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. But I was looking here, praise God, in the last two chapters of First Chronicle, it's a transaction from David to Solomon. And I like the order, amen, the way it went, amen, how God had dealt with David. Praise God, King David. And he called, amen, a meeting. He called all the officials together, praise God, and told them, praise God, what was, amen, that God had spoke to him, amen, concerning, amen, of building God's a temple, a house. Praise the Lord. Amen. What about you today? Amen. Will you be that honest? Praise God. David, at least he was honest. Praise God. What God had said to him, he was honest with the people, praise God. You know, we say today, the Lord said this and the Lord said that, praise God. But if it truly God said it to you, praise God, and if he said it, praise God, God going to put his stamp or approve on it. Am I right? Praise God. Now, the principle to this living by King David, he gave his instructions to Solomon. The principle to guide through his life. Amen. He did these things. And I'm going to share six things with you now. Be out your way. Number one, to get to know God personally. Praise God. He had put instilled that in him. Do we instill that in our children? Praise God. Man, we have to pass this on. This is why there shouldn't be no jealousy and envy. Praise God. If it's not in God's will for you to do thus and so. But look at this. It's still all in the family. All praise the Lord. You know, it used to be a show, come on TV, all in the family. Praise God. And God yet raised up his son, praise God, to take his place as king, praise God, and also build the house that his father desired to do. Ain't that all right? So get to know God personally. And number two, learn God's command and discover what he wants you to do. Praise God. What is God want you to do? Lord, what is your will for my life? Not my will, but thy will for my life. It ain't no harm to ask that. He said, we have not because we ask not. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Oh, and when we ask to miss. test, and we asked in doubt and always stumbling and blundering. But we have to believe and trust God. He said, if you only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. Number three, worship in God with your whole heart, with devotion. Why? Because God searches the heart. He knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. That's why it's no big eyes, no little use. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. But if it's not God's will for you to do thus and so, don't get upset about it and leave the church and get upset, get mad with God and get mad with your family and get mad with people, praise God, because it's not God's will for you to do thus and so. Praise God. But thank God that you yet still in the kingdom. Ain't that all right? Come on, somebody. Number four, serving God with a willing mind. Praise God. Can we do that? Can we serve God with a willing mind? Saying, Lord, here I am. It's me, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And he will. Amen. God, he see your heart. He knows what he will have you to do. And all we have to do is obey that small, still voice. And God will always bring you out. Oh, praise the Lord. Number five, be faithful. Praise God. David was faithful, yet he made mistakes. He fell short. He messed up. Praise God. What about you today? What about me? Praise God. We're striving for perfection. Am I right? And I do believe if in my heart when we get perfect, we'll be more close to his house than we'll be to our own house. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, that's what he said to Enoch. He said, you more closer to my house than you is yours. A perfect, upright man. Praise God. Never seen death, but God caught him up. Praise God. And they looked for him all through the earth, and they couldn't find him. Praise the Lord. Oh, I tell you, God is a good God. But if we remain faithful, amen, unto the Lord, amen, whatever he have put your hand to do, be faithful over that. You know, David said, if I can just be a doorkeeper in the house of God. Praise God. Here's the king. Just wanted to be the doorkeeper. Praise God. Oh, thank God, amen, when you humble yourself and just do, amen, whatever, amen, sweeping the church, amen, cleaning and doing whatever the pastor asked you to do, praise God. You know, it's good to know, amen, God look on everything that goes on in his house, amen, from the front, amen, to the back door. Praise God. He sees all and he knows all. He's in us all and through us all. Am I right? So, amen, we got to be faithful. Number six, don't become discouraged. Amen. I want to say that. I want to put that out, amen, to somebody today. Praise God. You may be going through, but God always have a way to bring you out. Praise God. He did it back then. He's doing the same thing now. Praise God. David gave his personal fortune to the temple. He encouraged others to follow his example, and they was willing to do that, praise God, in the tabernacle, praise God, with Solomon, praise God, was getting ready to build, praise God. So this is what we have to do, encourage others, praise God. Even though he was the king, he knew, amen, who he was. Out of all the family members, his brothers, God chose him, praise God, to be king over his people, praise God. But yet when he desired to build God a house, God told him, no, you have too much blood on your hand, praise God. But he didn't get upset about it, praise God. He passed it on, praise God. Can we do that today, or will we be selfish? Come on now. Praise God, and then we wonder, praise God, why things don't happen. Praise God. Oh, but God is a good God. Praise God. Now, these same ideals are one that we should pass on to our children today. We should pass all these ideals. Amen. We are Christian parents. We should pass these ideals on to our children today. Why? Because we want to instill in them the godly principles, the principles of God, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God, knowledge, praise God, to the godly living, praise God, of God principles in life. That's, these are things that we want to do for our children today. So this is what David did, praise God, for Solomon. Praise God, he passed it on. And it's good to know, amen, that we serve a God, amen, that is in us all and through us all. And there is nothing too hard for him, nothing that he cannot do. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So can you be a game changer, as Apostle put it, praise God? Oh, praise God. You can. All you got to do is make up your mind, praise God. Whatever, amen, God have put your hand to do, do that, praise God. And don't worry about nobody else's job. Praise God. Oftentimes, we want to look at other people and say, I can do better. Praise God. But if God didn't put you there, amen, it's not going to work. It may look like it's easy until you get there. Praise God. I remember the time I used to watch football on the television when I was coming up as a young man. And I said, oh, that's easy. I can do that. Until I went out for the football team. And when they hit me, I found out it wasn't easy as it looked. Amen. It looked easy till I got a hit. Then I had to make up my mind. Oh, I had to make up my mind quick and in a hurry. Was I going to quit or I was going to hang on in there? Praise the Lord. But I made up my mind, praise God, that I want to play football. Praise God. So I had to get some tough skin. Praise God. So oftentimes we don't have enough tough skin, praise God, when the enemy come at us, praise God, and attack us. But oh, thank God, amen. God said, endure hardness as a good soldier. Oh, we can make it. Why? Because he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it white in the snow. Oh, we can make it today. Oh, if no, we can stop looking down. Look up, from whence coming all our help, and all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. And he has, praise God, a job for every one of us, praise God. We don't have to be jealous or envy and have ill towards feeling towards one another, praise God. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. He loved each and every one of us today, and he's always right there with outstretched arms, and whosoever will, let him come. He said, and if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord love you today. Praise God. Oh, David, amen, was a man after God's own heart. Look at this. How close can you get? You can't get no closer than that. Oftentimes we pray, Lord, give me a closer walk to your bleeding side. Oh, and then he's saying this. Do you know what you're asking? Oh, you need to know what you're asking. So when them trials and tribulations start coming and them storms start coming, oh, then you get to crying. But, oh, you ask for that closer walk. Jesus said if they did it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a dry one. Oh, help me somebody. Oh, but he will bring you out. He said them that live godly going to suffer prosecution. Am I right about it? But, oh, he will bring you out. He's always right there. And I thank God, praise God. He did it back then, and he's doing the same thing now. So God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, quickly, 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 is there one that would tell me they are taken to being a game changer today? Tell me about it right quickly. We got a little more time just for you. One somebody could just tell us about being a game changer today, that this is what you're going to do right now. All right, we're waiting right quickly, right quickly. We don't want no dead air going on here now. We want you to talk. Talk, talk. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's somebody. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Apostle. This is Diana Dungey.
Yes.
And I so enjoyed this topic this morning. This is right in the area where God has me. And I know I'm a game changer. I just didn't know how I'm supposed to change the game. And God said, just trust in me.
Yes,
and just go, just start moving forward. God gives us gifts, he talents, and he said, just use them. And as we continue to go forward and trust God and listen to God, not our own self, not what we want to do, but listen to what God is saying for us to do. He's going to open the doors. He's going to provide the finances. He's going to give us everything we need. So just follow God. Just trust God in everything you do. His word in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells me that if I acknowledge him in all of my ways and allow him to direct my path, I will eat the good of the land. So it's all about trusting God, decreasing so God can increase in me. And that's where that's where I am. I'm just waiting, standing still, and letting God be God in my life. That's the way I change the game.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor Dungey. He certainly do. Praise the Lord. We know she going to change these games. Hallelujah. She's already began. Yes, by faith. It's no accident. Her books and on that and her talks on that also. It changes things. It changes things in people's lives. Anybody else write quickly? Anybody? Nobody? Somebody? Hallelujah. All right. We're going to turn it over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, are you going to be a game changer today? That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael. And we also heard Pastor Dungey being that game changer today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. Some awesome listening. If you want to even share today's broadcast, you can just give them that site and they can just go and just hit that play button and just marvel in the word, because like I say, some awesome listening. You can also, you know, call us anytime from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10:30 if you would like the woman of God to pray for you. If you just want to give her a praise report, you can go ahead and you can give us a call every Wednesday and Thursday between the hours of 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to bless the woman of God in any way, plant a seed into her life, plant a seed into this radio broadcast, bless the woman of God, pay your tithe, you can go ahead and you can go to our website, LogionInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button and bless the woman of God. Say, woman of God, I thank you for all that you do. I thank you for the words. I thank you for the encouragement. You know, bless the woman of God, because God used her in a mighty and a special way. I tell you, know that you are planting your seed in good and fertile ground today. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, and that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God
have his way. That's
when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
God.
He can handle it all.